Oh wow, this study about WLFI as a potential crystal ball for crypto volatility is mind-blowing. So they're saying this politically linked token, tied to Trump, could act as an early warning signal for broader market stress. That's wild.
Absolutely. The analysis by Amber Data found that WLFI's price drop preceded a massive $6.9 billion liquidation event by over 5 hours. That's a huge lead time. Could it really be a signal?
It's like a canary in the coal mine for crypto. If WLFI drops, maybe it's a sign the market is about to crash. But wait, how does that work? Is it just a coincidence, or is there a deeper connection?
The timing suggests it's more than a coincidence. WLFI's sharp decline didn't just happen. It was a potential indicator of mounting pressure. But we have to be careful. The crypto market is so volatile and complex that one event might not prove much.
Right, but if this pattern holds, it could change how we analyze the market. Imagine having a 5-hour head start to adjust your bets before a crash. That's a game changer.
Exactly. These sentiment-driven tokens, like WLFI, are hypersensitive to news or social trends. They might react to geopolitical shifts or cultural movements before mainstream assets like Bitcoin even notice.
Oh, that's so fascinating. WLFI's link to Trump makes sense. His political influence could ripple through the crypto space, especially with his loyal base. It's like a social media storm, translating into market chaos.
That's a great point. But traditional analysis focuses on things like funding rates or order books. This study is pushing the boundaries by suggesting sentiment could be a lead indicator. It's unconventional, but it's worth exploring.
If this works, traders could use these signals to mitigate losses. But I guess the question is, how do we know this isn't just a fluke?
Valid point. The study highlights the need for more data. We'd have to see if WLFI's drops consistently precede major events and whether other sentiment-driven tokens behave similarly. It's a huge leap, but one that could reshape crypto analysis.
I can see it. Imagine a future where we track social media trends, political events, and even celebrity influence to predict market shifts. It's like a mix of tech, psychology, and economics.
It's definitely a new frontier. But there are challenges. Social media sentiment is noisy, and political events can be unpredictable. Plus, crypto's decentralized nature makes it hard to isolate causes.
True. A surge in Shiba Inu's price could be due to a meme trend or a marketing push. How do we tell the difference? It's like trying to read the tea leaves.
Exactly. Rigorous validation is key. Cross-referencing with macroeconomic data and other indicators would help. But even then, the crypto market is a wild ride.
So what's the takeaway? It's not about relying on one signal, right? We need a diversified approach, mixing technical, fundamental, and sentiment-based tools.
Spot on. The study shows the market is becoming more interconnected, blending economic, political, and social factors. Traders need to adapt or risk being blindsided by volatility.
And for the broader ecosystem, this means transparency is crucial. Projects like WLFI, tied to high-profile figures, might face more scrutiny as regulators and investors seek clarity on sentiment's role.
Ultimately, this study is a starting point. It's a reminder that crypto isn't just about numbers. It's about the human stories behind the trends. But we must tread carefully. The line between signal and noise is razor thin.
Agreed. If we can harness these insights responsibly, it could be a powerful tool for navigating the crypto chaos. But let's not get carried away. This is still a wild frontier.
And that's why we need both curiosity and caution. The future of crypto analysis is exciting, but it's a journey worth taking one step at a time.